BJ and Jamie.
All right, it's the BJ, Jamie Morning Show. I got to make sure that the buttons are right in here. Hey, Spinoza, did they change up the buttons here on the board for me?
They should have, yeah.
I don't know for sure,
hello?
Though.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah. I can hear you.
Oh, you can?
Yeah.
What's your problem?
Oh.
Yeah. I hear you. Yeah. All right. KALC Radio, Denver, Colorado. Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app. It's a free app for your phone. And that sucker, man, it's good. Put it on your phone. Take a city where you go. Plus, the podcast will be there later on today. Yeah, I can hear you fine. I wanted to switch some things here on the board. And probably should have handled this off air. But I didn't think of it until it was time to go on here.
Are they switched?
Good to go, though.
I don't know.
Oh.
I can't tell.
Really?
I can't tell. Okay. I don't know, but we'll figure it out.
Hard, yeah.
We'll figure it out as we go. You know, I expected. Now, look, I've been saying this for the past 3 weeks. I am not a meteorologist, although I have played one on TV before. Jamie pointed that out earlier.
Yep.
By the way, where is Jamie?
I don't know. I don't think we have a text yet.
Maybe there's too much snow on her car.
You think it's a blizzard up by our house?
Well, I'm just saying.
From the, the tunnel, you know. Yeah.
Maybe the gates are closed.
Maybe.
I didn't even think about that.
Oh, could be all kinds of things going on, man, with this blizzard that's out there. Now, I woke up this morning. Now, I'm not complaining. Don't get me wrong here. It's a Wednesday, the day before Halloween. Don't want to have a bad attitude. But I expected just a little bit different weather this morning.
I expected it to be chillier.
I expected more cold out there. My car said 42. Now, on TV, they're saying 37. Not bad at all. Kind of like it. I was expecting maybe some rain this morning.
Yeah, I thought it'd be a little damp.
I thought that maybe some rain. And there are people that are listening to the program right now that you might have it. I have no idea. But I'm looking at the radar, and it doesn't look like very much out there. But I guess it's coming later on today.
All right.
So I guess we do have some moisture that's coming later on this afternoon or sometime midday or something like that. So there you go with the weather. Now I'm done. I'm completely done. So has anybody heard from Jamie?
No.
No.
Nobody heard anything, right?
Nothing.
All right. Well, that's all I got. I don't know what else to do. Everybody prepared for Halloween?
Yeah, ready to go. We got the candy. We got the costumes.
Yeah. I got to go get more candy today. Yeah. And today, I hate that I'm doing this, but I'm missing Trunk or Treat.
At the
kids' school today, they have trunk or treat today, and it happens later this afternoon. And that thing was a blast. Remember last year?
Yeah, I set up that blow up.
Dude, I was the hit of the party. I was the trunk to go to last year at the school.
Trunk or treat king.
Yeah, but I've got the construction going on at the house, and it keeps me locked down there. So his mom's going, but we're not participating today.
Oh,
yeah.
That is.
Yeah, we're just doing a walkthrough and taking the candy from the other people. We're not handing out candy.
Not participating, yeah.
We're just gathering this time around. Yeah, maybe we'll get back to it next year, but there's a lot going on today at schools that doing their trunk or treat in the parking lot.
Getting
the
ready.
Kids are walking around, which is a cool thing.
Oh, yeah, it's really
like
cool.
It. Kids love it. They absolutely love it. So that's happening later on today. Trick or treat in the neighborhood coming up tomorrow night. I think the weather, now again, this is not a forecast, but I think the weather's supposed to be pretty decent.
I think so, too.
About what you're getting right now is probably what to expect tomorrow night for your trick or treat. Good morning, Jamie.
Oh, my God.
How you doing?
What a freaking morning.
Did you get snowed in?
Oh, my God. It's 5 feet deep. That's insane. I had to use my snow blower.
Shovel out.
It's crazy.
Shovel out.
Can I tell you what happened really fast?
What's that?
Okay, so you know the other day how somebody parked in your spot?
Yeah.
And we all four have our spots.
We do.
Yeah.
Right? So I pull in. Somebody's in my spot.
Uh-oh.
I'm like, well, what the hell?
Was it a Jeep?
No.
Okay. That's who's been parking in mine and BJ's spot is this Jeep.
Oh. It was not. It was a little silver car. That's how I said it. Was it a Jeep? anyway, so it was a little silver car. So I go around to face the car that's in my spot, right?
Yeah.
So I face the car that's in my spot. I go and I'm going to the door and I'm like, oh, I should lock my door. I turn around to beep, beep my car. And then I look and I was like, oh my God. There's a guy with a bump on his butt.
Huh?
What?
There was a guy with a bump on his butt. I was parked in the handicap.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. I got you.
Yeah.
I still don't get it.
See,
he had a bump on his butt.
Yeah,
it looks like
it's the symbol.
The symbol.
It's the handicap symbol.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm gonna have to go move my car because I was already at the door. I was like, what?
All right.
So the parking spot that is in front of my other one is
handicap.
Boom.
Yeah. 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 Bump on his butt. Yeah. Yeah. You get it.
Were your headlights on?
And nobody's home.
Yeah. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be right back. BJ and Jamie, stand by. Sit.
BJ and Jamie.
Yeah. BJ, Jamie Morning Show, right here on Wednesday? Yeah, Wednesday. Day before Halloween. Can you hear the confidence in my voice?
You know, don't forget to have Pamela Pumpkin at just at
Yeah. Well, my machine's been a little...
It's the only time of the year we get to play it, and you always forget.
I know. I need help. I need people to remind me. Thank you. Thank you for reminding me. I got a lot of confidence this morning, Jamie.
Why is that?
Well, remember my story yesterday of Bank of America?
Oh, about how you got declined from their really nice credit card.
Well, it's not like that.
What was it like?
Well, I mean, I did, but when you come out with that first, it seems negative.
Well, that's the only story there is to it.
No.
What's the story?
I paid off a card.
And then you
thousands.
Got declined.
And then they were going to open me a new one with rewards. And I got declined.
Yeah.
So now I've paid one off and they closed it. And then I got declined. Guess what? You're looking at a guy this morning that has a credit score now of over 600.
Whoa.
Yep.
Nice.
Is that good? I don't even know how credit scores, like what is good and what's
it's
bad.
Decent.
Yeah, I think it's killer.
Yeah.
It's
a
killer.
No, it's not killer.
600.
It's just okay.
601 to be exact.
You want to be over 700 before you're good.
And 800's excellent.
Oh.
Yeah.
I have no idea what mine is.
I got a bump of 80 yesterday.
Oh, nice.
So I was 520. So I was 520 before yesterday.
Still 80 points. That's pretty good.
Man. Yeah.
Wow.
That's a big jump.
Did you pay for it?
What with what?
Well, there's ways you can pay to get your credits.
Oh, no, no, no.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
No,
you can no boost idea. It.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have seen
I've
those.
Never seen that. I don't know. Yeah. No, I guess paying off that card boosted it. Oh. I don't know. But I thought 600 was
the
best.
Mine should be 8 billion then. Because I have to pay off that American Express card every time.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how the credit thing works. I don't know how they ding you and then they reward you. I don't get how it works.
I think my storage unit really dinged me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I walked in here this morning thinking 601 was cocky.
So you obviously don't know either.
I don't have a clue. Are you kidding? Look at me. Us people that are really good and entertaining, we don't know money.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. It's always been my excuse in life.
You're garbage.
I will. Can I ask you a question?
Let me look at you. Yep, garbage.
Why did Joe Biden call me garbage? That son of a... I never done anything to him.
He calls it like he sees it.
He called you garbage, too.
I'm not voting for Trump.
I'm just saying.
I'm not voting for either one of them.
Well, Carson, you're garbage, too. I don't want to be the only garbage here.
I told you I'm not voting for a president. I'm letting you guys handle that.
I felt wounded yesterday. I'm like, whoa, why did you call me garbage? I've done this in person. To you, pal. Ash Bedell.
Yeah.
$25, man. Did you bring it in? We're all going in on a gift card today.
Yeah, for Mark.
Yeah, for Mark, for the guy leaving.
No one told me that at all.
Are you in?
Yeah, I'll Venmo you.
Okay.
Okay.
I told everybody and nobody brought me their money because I have to go buy the gift card.
Yeah, I forgot too. That's why I'm putting it on you. Okay. I don't want to be the only garbage here. I'm garbage too. Jamie brought it up yesterday, and Jamie is so kind-hearted.
No, you know what's funny? It's like I know how this is gonna go. I know how this is gonna go. Just like the In-N-Out gift certificates, whatever it is. And like remember I bought the Dom Perignon and she wrote a thank you note to both of us and you weren't even
BJ.
He
got credit
he
for
got
it.
Credit. He was. So I'm like, hey, let's buy a gift card for Mark. You guys will be.
I'll catch you on payday. Things are tight right now.
I'm Zelling you right now. I'm not going to be that guy.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
I have Zell. I don't have the other one.
Yeah.
What's the other one called?
Venmo.
Venmo.
Yeah, I don't know.
We kind of had a bet that you would opt out. That's kind of what this was all about. You don't have to Zell. Jamie and I will take care of it, okay? We're just joking with you, pal. It was a bit that Jamie said, hey, why don't we give $100? BJ, you in for 50? And I said, yeah, I'll be in for 50.
Okay.
Because, you know, Jamie thinks about others and I don't. Yeah. So she has to remind me when to be nice around here, okay? Because I'll just be a schmuck every day.
But don't worry, you'll still get credit for Dom Perignon.
Yeah, yeah. So we kind of trade off. She tells me when to be nice and I take all the credit for it. It's a wonderful system. I love the system. I do. And so we thought we'd spring it on you to see if you were going to make a decision. But we knew that on air you'd say yes, but off air you'd never ever say no.
You would hate it.
Okay. Yeah, well, which is good. Which
I'm
is cool.
I'm ready to sell you right now. No. Pulled up and everything.
We don't want your money. We don't want your money. We're good. We're good.
I was just waiting for the excuse. Like, oh, my car needs a new spark plug. I didn't know what it was going to be. It's fine.
Why did he call me garbage?
Hey.
I've never done anything to him.
So I'm going to get you a shirt.
What the hell?
Actually, I'm going to get the shirt. You remember that I'm with stupid?
Yeah.
I'm going to get the I'm with garbage, and I'll have an arrow, and I'll stand by you.
Oh my God.
They keep topping each other. Yeah. I mean, not to get into politics, but here I go. It seems like, okay, so we know that the Republicans, they did that whole Puerto Rican thing. It was toast. It was real bad, right? So everybody said. So, okay, that was their downfall. Well, then you get Biden on, the Democrats now that say half the country's garbage. Yeah. And I'm like, these people keep topping each other.
They're idiots.
They are.
Everybody's an idiot.
They are.
I don't get it, man. And not only that, you don't do it like 6 months ago when everybody would forget about it by election day. You do it 5 days before election.
I know.
It's like, are you dumb?
So just when you think like, oh, they sealed their, they put the nail in the coffin. Nope, here comes another nail.
It is both parties, like
exactly,
you said.
Yeah.
We're not picking a side here. It's
not.
Both parties. You're idiots.
It's just so funny. Just when you think it can't get worse, oh, here comes another guy.
Hold my beer.
Yeah, exactly.
And you got to figure. Now, I'll go with the Kamala simply because she did her big, I don't think it was called farewell. It was called the, it was the end of the campaign type, you know.
Closing argument.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. She did that last time. But then you got this Yahoo comes in here, calls everybody garbage.
Oh, she's got to be so
mad. She's
got
to be just so, and I don't blame her. If I'm her, I'd be like, Joe, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah.
You're killing me.
I know.
Yeah, and if I'm Trump, I'm same thing with this comedian who did the whole Latino thing. I'm like, dude.
I know.
What the hell are you? Somebody take him out back and rough him up.
Yeah. The whole thing. I mean, 1 week beforehand and it's just all, both sides are just.
I'm surprised they even let Biden talk right now.
I know.
Like, yeah.
Dude, just get to the end of the campaign.
I feel like, you know what I feel like?
I feel like
they're going to lock him up.
It seems like a liability.
In the basement of the White House just until this is over.
I need to.
Hey, where's Joe?
I love this text. Hey, BJ, you should wear the Oscar the Grouch garbage can costume for Halloween.
That's funny.
You're garbage.
Oh, my God.
I love the fact this show can laugh about it.
I know.
Yeah, screw it. All right.
Really,
break here.
That's what we're for.
That's it. That's it. Just to see the ridiculousness of all this.
I think that
it's
we're
crazy.
The only show that can do that. Like, a lot of shows don't even touch it, right? Because they're told not to or whatever. Yeah. But we're just like, oh my God, everybody. We called everybody idiots on both sides. That's great.
Hey, well, you know, dumb is dumb.
Right?
That's just the way it is. When it's dumb, it's dumb.
Oh,
and boy, is it dumb. All right, quick break. We'll do Tabloid Trash. That's coming up next here on the program. Stand by.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Dokey, it is a lovely Wednesday, October 30th, the day before trick or treat. Smell my feet. Give me something good to eat. You know, we always had those people that, you know, your parents said, now listen, they're going to give you some homemade treats. Don't eat them.
Yeah.
You know, the little old lady on the corner that made the popcorn balls?
Yeah.
Yeah. She put them in a little baggie with the little zip tie around the top or whatever. Yeah.
Made it all look nice.
Yep. And your mom's like, you can't eat that popcorn ball. I don't think she washes her hands.
Now it's a whole different story, though.
What do you mean?
Well, you don't know what the heck's in it now. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, but that meme, I love that meme. It's like, nobody's putting drugs in your kids' candy.
No,
they want their own drugs.
No, I don't necessarily mean drugs, but I mean, it could be, you know, just ingredients that, you know, I don't know, just crazy.
Red crazy. Number three?
Yeah. You just don't know.
Former One Direction star Liam Payne's fatal fall from the balcony was caught on that closed circuit television.
Are they showing you fell or he jumped?
Fell.
Really?
Yeah. He like passed out.
The footage, which has not been released to the public, reportedly shows the singer falling when he fainted on the third floor balcony.
All right.
So,
that's a little bit better, right? You know, as far as that he didn't jump. Because I felt like if he jumped, that was really, more intense.
Yeah.
The fact that he's, was that much in pain inside. You know what I mean?
I don't think he knows what he was inside.
I don't think he does at the time he fell, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But if he jumped, he might have.
Well, they were saying that even if he jumped, he was hallucinating so hard he wouldn't even known that he was jumping.
Yeah.
Wow. You know who
it's sad all the way around.
You know who talked about it, which I thought was a weird person to ask about? The really tall guy that can stand the stretcher. What's his name?
Lamar.
Oh, yeah.
So, well, he knows drugs.
I know, but I thought it was weird. Like, they interviewed him, and they're like, so what about, what was he feeling at the time? Because Lamar's done every drug.
Yeah.
And Lamar's like, he didn't know what he was doing. He was hallucinating so hard he wouldn't even known if he was jumping. I was like, okay, Lamar. Lamar actually has come really clean, and he has rehab facilities.
Yeah, I can't believe it. It's crazy to me how really he's great. Turned his life around.
But so the other reason why I always find it funny, because I just got into Los Angeles, right? And I didn't know LA. I didn't know anything about these people, and that it's this whole world. So Danny Bonaducci was going to be my partner, right? And there was a place called Dults, and it was in our building, and it was a bar in our building, but they also served breakfast. But at breakfast, they had a full bar, right?
Yeah.
And it's in our building. So Entertainment Tonight is coming over to interview Danny about Robert Downey Jr. Remember when Robert mm-hmm. Downey Jr. went on a, I don't know, whatever he went on?
Bender.
Yeah. So they're like, we're going to talk to Danny Bonaducci, who's been sober for like a couple of years, right, about
makes
Robert.
Makes sense. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So I'm impressed. I'm like, holy crap, this is cool. Like, my new partner is getting interviewed by Entertainment Tonight.
I know where this is headed. I mean, so far, we brought up Robert Downey Jr., who, by the way, was held up at a hotel somewhere in Palm Springs with hookers and crack.
Yeah. And, okay. And remember, he also crawled into some lady's or some little kid's bed.
Yes.
He thought it was his bed.
Yes. And then we have Lamar Odom, who was at a brothel.
Yeah.
He was at the Great Bunny Ranch or whatever it's called out in Vegas. They couldn't get him on a stretcher because he's too long.
Yeah.
And then we bring Danny Bonaducci's name into
it. But you forgot the best part. Dults. Dults, which is in the bottom of our building. Yeah. So I'm like starstruck a little bit, right? Because I'm like, Entertainment Tonight is coming to, like, I said, can I watch this? And he's like, yeah, of course. Because my eyeballs are this big.
Well, you've never seen anything like that before.
No. And so we go down. They're going to meet us downstairs. And so he goes, watch this. He lined up 6 shots of whiskey and drank them all before he got on television to talk about being sober.
Probably on an empty stomach, too. Wow.
I kind of admire that.
Wow.
Yeah, they're like, hey.
No, but I was like, I called my parents. I was like, this is all a lie in this town. Great. This whole town is a lie. And they're like, what's wrong? I'm like, this guy, he lined up 6 things of whiskey, and you're going to see him on Entertainment Tonight, talking about how he's so sober.
That is wild. That's crazy.
I'm just like, this place is crazy. I got to get out of here.
Man, you would think after 6 shots, though, you could tell that he was. But I'm sure he pulled it off.
Oh, he did. Yeah.
Wow.
And I think the last one he had was the minty one. I forgot what it was.
Ruppelmann's?
Yeah.
Like a schnapps.
Yeah, so you couldn't tell. So you couldn't smell the whiskey.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's intense.
So now when people get on television and talk about their sobriety, sometimes I don't believe them. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I don't blame you.
I have PTSD about these interviews. Yeah. All right. Anyway, so the whole Liam thing. By the way, there was a guy at the hotel with Liam, Liam Payne, and they said that they became buddy-buddy, and they're thinking he's the one that slipped him all the drugs.
Oh.
So he's being investigated.
Now, have we heard the single that got released yesterday?
What single?
They released a Liam single yesterday.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they put out a song yesterday.
Look at you, Mr. One Direction fan.
I'm just trying to add to the story.
I didn't know you knew.
I'd give you a good rehab joke if you wanted.
No, I just love that none of us knew about the Liam song.
How people can drink and still be in rehab.
I'm just saying that you kind of took Carson's role by knowing.
What do you mean?
The One Direction.
That I knew them? There's no single. I want to distance myself. There's no single. I'm just joking.
All right. There was a song that was going to be released with the other guy.
Yeah,
Zane. Yeah, the Zane and what's his name?
I don't know. I just saw it floating around yesterday on X that there was a single that was coming.
So now I'm seeing that there was supposed to be a release of a new single, but apparently it's not happening anymore. They postponed it.
Okay.
Just saw it yesterday.
If that's the same one.
Shawn Mendes doesn't know if he's bi, gay, or straight. No, I don't care. I didn't even know he was here at Red Rocks on Monday.
Yeah.
Me either.
I kind of forgot about it. And then I saw a post.
So Shawn Mendes was at Red Rocks on Monday, and he talks about his sexuality.
Oh, hang on. I got to go get it. I'm sorry.
That's number one. there's only one.
I don't know if I'm in the right mode over here. Found it. Hang on.
The real truth about my life and my sexuality is that, man, I'm just figuring it out like everyone. And I don't really know sometimes, and I know other times.
You guys understand this in your cars?
Not a word.
Here, I'll just tell you what he said.
That's a little feedback.
Since I was really young, there's this thing about my sexuality and people have been talking about it so long. I think it's kind of silly because I think sexuality is a beautiful thing. The real truth about my life and my sexuality is that, man, I'm just figuring it out like everybody else.
Yeah.
I'm not figuring mine out. I got it. Kind of.
Yeah, me either.
I got mine.
Yeah, I'm in limbo.
Are you?
I think so. I think I am. I'll make it up one of these days. I'll figure it out.
Yeah. Mm. All right. Well, I got mine solid, but he has a new song called Brokeback Mountain, and it's about that. Wait, it's just mountain.
Oh.
I was like, really?
No, it's just called mountain. Oh, my God. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
All right. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Here we are. It's a Wednesday, the day before Halloween.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.